you know, the question came from our customers and our employees of why change our motto and why change our logo. And when we started the company, what I saw growing up in the industry was it was all about quality. You know, you had to be good and right, but we were gods. If you wanted to use us, you had to come to us and you wait in line because engineers were scarce, and if you were good, you know, you could charge whatever you wanted. But there really wasn't any service. It bugged me. You know, when I started my own company, the first thing I wanted to focus on was service. So we came up with a motto, the quality you need with the service you deserve. And it's kind of corny, but it threw it out there. You know, it was a one-man show. But it meant something. Well, that's been 18 years ago. And the last 4 or 5 years have been a pretty big shift in the industry. And everybody's cutting down money. You're making things as cheap as possible. Your fees have to drop. Everything's become really tight. And I looked at the company, and I said, the company hasn't changed. We're still the same company, but it's time to get more specific about our goals. More specific, not change them, but to emphasize what that really means. The quality you need with the service you deserve. And we came up with a really simple term that's a home run for us. It's serve the person, solve the problem. And I've talked to my employees about this in depth. If you serve a person, they're happy. If you don't solve their problem, they're not coming back. If you solve the problem, they'll use you, but they won't remember you. Because once you solve their problem, they're off. But if you serve the person and solve the problem, they can experience that. You can't do one without the other. So our motto's changed to serve the person, solve the problem. Our clients are people. They may own corporations. They may work for insurance companies. They may be homeowners. But our clients are people, and those people have jobs that you're trying to get done. They have a need to be met. And unfortunately, a lot of times they need an engineer. And what we try to do is bring that experience of value to them through creativity. For children to truly understand our clients' needs, you have to understand how they eat, live, breathe, at work. These are real-life human beings that actually have characteristics and personalities. And they have to be successful. For them to be successful, you have to understand how to help them get their projects done. That means you have to know their manufacturing processes, the way of thinking, how they make their money. We have to adapt our resources to feed them what they want, not what we want. It's a really hard process for an engineering and architecture group is to give the client what they want compared to what you want. So by doing that, we can learn that an answer for customer A is not the same answer for customer B. You know, faster, better, cheaper, and faster, better, cheaper over here doesn't mean the same if they can't produce the same results. You have to have a solution that's practical. I give seminars every year, and at the end of one of the seminars, I say, no matter how brilliant you can be in the office, when it's out there in the field, if it's complicated and difficult, you're not very smart. So your solutions have to be real-life solutions. And that's difficult because as an engineer, you spend most of your time in an office, not out in the field. The guy that has all the intelligence is the guy that's out in the field trying to build it. He's the genius. So you have to catch up to his genius. So your solutions have to be able to fit his genius, not yourself. And that's one thing I think we're very good at is there's many times very complicated problems that come to us. And as a team, we can work on a solution that's real-life solutions. Not something that people take and say, well, we'll take what we can out of it and do our best. I heard this once and I felt it fit us and fits us today. We're not the best. But you won't find a team that doesn't work harder for our client. There are better engineers out there. There's better architects out there. Not many, but there's some. We aren't the best. But we work harder for our clients. We are more creative and we're more passionate than any firm I've ever known.